by the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R. LaSalle read great. Those were the days.
Oh, Ma, that's one of the prettiest christening dresses I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I hope the Reverend don't wet it when he names the baby. I remember when Cousin Emily was baptized, her dress was ruined.
She had a little sprinkle do that.
Well, in Cousin Emily's case, it wasn't the Reverend who did it. It was Cousin Emily.
Hey, you're crazy. Hey, oh, what for?
Who wants to fight?
Hey,
what's the matter?
The matter is that your husband ain't got no honor. You know that? He's a welcher. He made me a bet of a dollar. He lost the bet. Now he won't pay up. You know that joke was funny.
Oh, it's the joke was not funny. You didn't see me laugh, did you?
I seen you trying not to laugh. But you didn't fool me because I seen your mustache twitching.
What is this all about?
I bet him a dollar that if he could hear Stretch Cunningham tell one of his own jokes in his own voice that he had a laugh, he'd think it was funny.
You believe he actually tape-recorded Stretch telling one of those rotten jokes?
That's right, right here.
Hey, Daddy, did you buy that?
No. Stretch loaned it to me. He uses it to try out his jokes on himself, see? Now, listen to this.
No, I don't want to listen to that again. It stinks, Arch. Just wrap up the sandwiches, Gloria. Let's get going.
Wait a minute. Pay me the buck before you go on your vacation.
No.
Daddy, it's not a vacation. It's a weekend seminar in the mountains. It's a sociology study group. It's a working weekend for Michael.
Working weekend. I know what the meathead's going to be working on as soon as you two get up in the woods alone. Yeah, come on, close the door, Irene. It's cold.
I got the weather stripping for your cellar door.
Come on, you welcher. Pay me a buck.
No, come on. Let's go.
Well, you can go, but not with that.
Daddy!
Hey, what are you doing with that?
That's our lunch, you say. Give me that back.
You want the lunch? Pay me the buck.
Oh, forget it, Michael. Pay him and let's go.
No, Gloria. That would be like lying. In my opinion, that joke was not funny.
And in my opinion, as the head of this house, the joke was damn funny.
All right. Why don't we have somebody else judge it, okay?
All right, if you can get an impartial judge.
How about Irene?
All right, sure. Come on, Irene. Get over here and judge this thing here.
Oh, no, you're not getting me involved in a family argument.
Come on, Irene, please,
because we have to go.
Come on, this won't take long. Just sit right down here. Get out of here, you stupid. Now, you listen to this, and you tell me a Stretch Cunningham ain't the funniest guy you ever heard.
Hey, don't prejudice her.
What are you talking about prejudice? Stretch Cunningham's a white guy. Now, you may hate some funny comedians your time. Milton Berle, Don Trickles, and them. See? Well, when you hear this guy here, you're sure gonna laugh. All right, hold it, everybody. Now.
Hi, everybody. This is Stretch Cunningham talking. You know how you can tell when an elephant's been in a refrigerator? You find his footprints in the butter.
I'll get your door fixed in just a few minutes, Eva.
Come on, Gloria, let's go.
Okay.
Come on, Irene, that was a funny joke. You didn't laugh at it. What's the big idea?
No big idea. No big joke, either.
You know what, Arch? You can forget the buck you owe me.
Yeah, and use it to give that joke a decent burial.
Get out of here.
Well, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, Ma, have a nice time in Scranton.
Bye, Daddy.
I got to We'll see you tomorrow night if you're still up when we get home.
Yeah, have a good time in the woods. Say hello to the Pinko Patrol up there.
Got the sandwiches.
Archie, I can use your finger here.
All right, hurry up, will you?
I'm still worried about going away for the whole weekend. Are you sure you're going to be all right?
I'm a grown man, ain't it? I can take care of myself. Oh, Jesus, strangled my nail.
I'm sorry. You want me to kiss it and make it better?
Shush. Irene standing there.
You want me to kiss it and make it better?
Cut the funnies, huh, Irene? Will you hurry up? If you don't get that dress there to Scranton in time, they'll be baptizing the baby in the news. Come on, come on. You missed that bus. The last bus from Scranton leaves at 5 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, all right. All your meals are in the icebox. Everything's labeled, so you can't go wrong.
Did you label the beer cans, too?
No. Do you want me to?
Oh, here, come on,
Linda. Bye, Archie. Oh, I wish you would come in with me.
It's cold and the air is coming in here.
Oh, Irene. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Edith. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
All right. Oh.
Oh, well, all right, Irene, not to be this neighborly or anything, but you're next. Is it finished here?
Yeah, your door is all fixed now. You got a draft-proof strip on the bottom, and you got a burglar-proof lock. One thing about this lock. Be sure and turn the knob to the left, because that puts on the safety latch. If you turn it to the right, it locks.
Yeah, I know.
You can't open it from the other side.
I know all about them locks, Irene.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to show you, and I put on that automatic closer last week, and... Boy, that closes fast. Maybe I better just ease it up.
No, don't worry about it. Leave it alone, I mean. It'll be all right.
Well, just take a minute.
No. I mean, you shouldn't stay here, you know, because, I mean, after all, you and me alone here in a house like this, it don't look, what you call, good.
Oh, you're right. You know what Frank would say if he caught us together?
Why?
You can do better than that, Irene.
You're as nutty as your old man.
I had to go in there for a minute, didn't I?
Here's your tools.
Listen, why don't you come on over and stay with Frank and me today? At least you'll be warmer.
Well, that's all. I just won't be by myself. Anyway, I got to wait for the Earl man. He was going to make a delivery.
Well, if you change your mind.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to change my mind, Irene.
Goodbye.
Yeah, bye. Whoop-dee-doo. I watch a little TV, have a little beer myself in here. And first of all, try out this little item here. Eh? First of all, we turn Stretch over there. You're a funny guy, Stretch. I don't give a damn what they say. This is for record there. Yep. Good evening, folks. This is Archie Bunker talking to you from the Gardenia Room at 704 Houses Street. All alone? I'm so all alone. There is no one here but me. All alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, but sing a ling. It's awful cold in this house. Let's see what this is. The thermostat says 64. Jeez. Down the cellar I go. Check that fuel supply. Thank you, Irene Lorenzo. Well, try the old cellar door here. Yeah.
a guy down the cellar here.
What's that door?
Hidden upstairs. Why not? It's the cellar. Check the urn here. Not a drop left. Thank you, Arabs. There's something here to put open. Something. Here's the thing. What's this? All glorious crayons. Oh, do here. I know what to do. Little note. Help. Man in cell.
Hey, anybody, there's a note up there.
What is this doing down here? Car. Gloria and Mike. Best wishes on your wedding day. May all your troubles be little ones. Uncle Casimir. The dumbbell from Chicago. Well, Casimir, here's to you. In a bottle.
talking, Rita. How are you?
Time. Stopped. There it is. Who are you? Mike, you are here? Hey, no. It must be Sunday. Look at that, Monday. Oh, yeah. I could croak down here and over here. Glass, Will, and Sandy. This is Archie Bunker, 700 Hauser Street. Speaking to you from the cellar of 700 Hauser Street. To my wife, Edith Bunker, to her, all my worldly goods, I do it now. Including the house, 704 Hauser Street, and everything in it except the following items. To my son-in-law, Meathead Stewie, I leave my original 48-star American flag, leaving out Alaska and Hawaii. To my dear daughter, Gloria Bunker, who I forgive for marrying me above. I leave my personal living room chair for her to use as a centerpiece in her own someday living room. To Mrs. Irene Lorenzo, who killed me. That was a hell of a sleep. Another day gone by. Maybe it's Tuesday. But then Wednesday. Last will continue. I want to say to my son-in-law, Meathead, you take care of my little girl. Don't you ever go on a welfare support her?
Don't worry, Arch. I'll take care of her. She's my responsibility now, and I'll provide for her.
Remember the words of our great president, Richard E. Nixon, who said, "Don't expect nothing from your government." Pay your own way.
Arch, did Nixon say that before or after the government shelled out $2 million for his private houses?
God, no. He answers me back even when he ain't there.
Daddy, don't worry about us. What about Mom?
Oh, God takes care of Dinglass, little girl. Where is your mother?
Right.
Oh, yeah, there you are. How are you managing without me?
Oh, we're fine.
I don't want to hear that. How are you going to be fine? How are you all going to live without me around?
Oh, Daddy, we'll be all right. Why, Ma just won $2 from the Daily News for writing her most embarrassing moment.
Yeah, I'll read it to you. My most embarrassing moment. I went down the cellar and found Archie dead.
Bye, Arch.
Bye, Daddy. Bye,
Archie. No, Edith, come back here. Come back here.
Oh, Archie, I'm glad you called me back.
I got something to tell you. I know you'll be upset. Or is this a thing that a guy don't usually tell a woman? I love you, Edith.
Oh, I know, Archie.
You mean I didn't have to tell you that?
No.
And why didn't you stop me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, Edith. I forgive you. Give me a kiss. I thought you could do anything, Lord.
I'll come through the front door.
Yeah, anything you say, Lord. I always wanted to see him come through the wall.
Wait for me.
I'm waiting here. All right, this is it. Archie broke the signing order the last time. God is coming to take me by the hand, and the next thing you'll hear from me will be from a better world than this. I'm going with the man upstairs.
Hi, Mr.
Parker. Yeah, here I am, Lord, down the cellar.
I know you're in the cellar. Where's the cellar door?
He said, what with the new lock on it, Lord?
Hang on, Mr. Parker. I'm coming for you. Okay, I'm out the door. Hold on, Mr. Parker.
All right, I'm waiting for you.
Parker?
I was listening to this, and here's the buck I owe you.
So you admit Stretch Cunningham's pretty funny there, huh?
No, Arch, not Stretch, you.
All alone, I'm so all alone.
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.